why can't you prescribe to the thought that maybe extraterrestrial life came down here and helped jumpstart what are modern humans now?
Well, in the shaman's world, there is the understanding that these different levels of reality, awareness, and experience operate by different principles.
Right.
For example, the physical world that we all take so much for granted, all right, the assumptions by which we experience the physical world is that everything here is separate from everything else. I mean, you're out there in Missouri someplace, aren't you?
I was. I'm here in Los Angeles now.
You're in Los Angeles. Well, I'm up here in Sacramento. So there's this sense of separation between people, between places, between events. The second assumption would be that everything has a beginning and an ending.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Time begins in the past, it will end in the future. Stories begin at the beginning, the end at the ending. And every effect has the cause. This is the level of cause and effect. And of course, on the physical plane of reality, the distance between the stars is absolutely mind-boggling. There is no organic life form which could live long enough to get from the stars to this planet.
No, not with our present knowledge of technology.
But if they're using inner space rather than outer space to make these transitions,
yes,
it becomes infinitely possible.
Yes.
And the key to understanding this is to understand the nature of inner space, and that's where the shaman is the master, because this is the shaman's modus operandi. This is where the shaman operates. You see, if we were to look at inner space, we've talked a little bit about the physical world. If we were to talk about what the kahunas of Hawaii called level 2, Ike Papalua is the word in Hawaiian for this. We're talking about the level of thoughts, emotions, and feelings. We're also talking about the level of energy and psychic experience. Now, this level, you know, thoughts, emotions, and feelings, they're subjective. So is psychic experience, clairvoyance, telepathy, psychokinesis, clairaudience, deja vu, precognition. All of these phenomena are possible, even expected, on that level of reality, awareness, and experience because of the first assumption. Everything on that level is connected to everything else.
I agree with that.
And, of course, the question there is, by what is everything connected? And the answer is that shamans across time have perceived an interesting phenomenon which is energetic in nature, which seems to manifest itself as a matrix or a grid or a web or a net-like structure. And this web or matrix is what the Hawaiians call the aka field, a.k.a. is the word aka. And the key to understanding this interesting concept is to know that aka is analogous to what we in science would call dark matter. It's the invisible scaffolding upon which the baryons collect. Now, the baryons, protons, neutrons, and electrons, the baryons are the building blocks of ordinary physical matter. But the invisible scaffolding is the dark matter. And as you're very much aware, Fritz Zwicky figured this out back in 1933. And he realized that there just simply wasn't enough matter in the universe to hold the universe together. So there had to be something that we couldn't perceive with radio telescopes or optical telescopes, which was exerting some kind of mysterious force. You know, we're dealing here with Einstein's cosmological constant that was holding the structure of the physical universe together. And so this whole hypothetical existence of dark matter was generated by the quantum gang.
And now they believe that the universe is made up 96% of dark matter.
That's true. And you've heard of the superstring theory.
Yes.
Well, those strings are what the web is made out of. Those strings, the superstrings, are made of this stuff called aka. Aka is the primordial stuff out of which everything everywhere is made. That means matter and energy and animals and plants and stars and galaxies, and it's all made out of aka, including our thought forms.
Do you
our
think,
thought forms,
do you think emotions. Do you think there's some order to that, Hank?
There is order.